Hello once again. This is episode 6 of Write a Novel in 30 Days, the podcast dedicated to writing a novel in 30 days. I am your host, Darren Blake, and while this podcast is all about National Novel Writing Month, we are not associated or affiliated with NaNoWriMo in any way. I'm just doing this for my 15th time, having a lot of fun with it, I'm assuming. As I said before, I'm recording these ahead of time, and I'm hoping to bring you along for the ride. Normally, I save the target word count for the end of the episode, but because of the topic today, I thought I would give it to you now. At the end of writing today, you should have 10,000 words. Now, if you are someone who has just tuned in, you're thinking, 10,000 words? Today? It's too late for me to start! No. No, it's not. As we've stated before, 50,000 words in a month is an arbitrary number. It was designed to kick people in the butts and say, you don't have any excuses. If you want to write that book, write that book. That 50,000 word number was not designed to stop people from joining in. It was also not designed to make people feel bad if they didn't write that fast. Although, let's be realistic here. If you type 250 words in 15 minutes, which is very slow typing, you can write 1,000 words in an hour. Which means, in less than 2 hours, you can write 1,667 words. That's me being realistic. And if you're sitting here today going, I didn't start this in time, there's no way I can write 10,000 words by tonight. Guess what? You don't have to write it all tonight. That's the target if you've been spacing it out from the start. If you want to space it out starting today, then by the end of today you should have 2,000 words. And if you write 2,000 words every single day for the rest of the month, guess what you're going to have? 50,000 words. And that's assuming that 50,000 words is your goal. I've been saying this from the beginning. Angie said it yesterday. If you don't make 50,000 words, that doesn't matter. What matters is that you're making a commitment to yourself, to your creativity, to your writing. If you write every single day from now through November 30th and even beyond, you've won. Maybe you didn't win NaNoWriMo, but you've won something even more important. You have won in your goal to write. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. It's not really a secret. I mentioned this on my blog last year in the wrap-up entry. I may have made allusions to it earlier in this podcast series, but for the past few years, I have fallen behind. This isn't the same as starting late, but it kind of led to the same thing later in the month, so bear with me here. I fell severely behind, especially last year. Last year, around Thanksgiving, I was close to 10,000 words behind. Now, I know not everybody can do this. Some people have families, especially when it comes to Thanksgiving, some people have the family obligations. They have to go to the dinner thing. They have to spend time with loved ones. They want to watch the sports ball game that happens every year. I wrote all day long on Thursday. I was fortunate enough to have that Friday off, Black Friday, and rather than go shopping because, ew people, I wrote all day long. Between those 2 days, I wrote 10,000 words, more than 10,000 words, and I caught up. And I stayed caught up because I don't like the feeling of being that far behind. And again, this is just me. I have never not won NaNoWriMo. I don't intend year 15 to be my first. Every writer is different. Every writer has different priorities. Maybe you just had a baby, and you have an infant in the house that you have to take care of. Those are a lot of work. I get it. It takes a lot of time, a lot of energy. But that baby sleeps from time to time. And while that baby is sleeping, you can be writing. There's other situations that have suddenly escaped me, but even in those situations, you're going to have 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there. And you can spend that time writing. And if today is the first day of NaNoWriMo for you, and you feel like you're already 10,000 words behind, don't sweat it. Write what you can every day. 2,000 words today, 2,000 words tomorrow. Keep going. I won't say that it's never too late to start and be able to win NaNoWriMo, but today is not that day. It is not too late. Write your words. If you have something that you would like to add to the discussion, please feel free to leave a comment in the show notes of this episode. You can find this podcast at darrenblake.net. Today is the first day of the rest of the month. Tomorrow's a new one, and I'll talk to you then. Theme music for this podcast is Raving Energy, Faster by Kevin MacLeod, used under a Creative Commons Attribution License. Find this and other tracks at his website, incompetech.com.